just like me. A good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. Normally here we would have a visit from Michael McMaster, who is a master of understanding people in their lives and things going on in their lives and helping people. I always advise you to take a trip to his website, michael-mcmaster.com. You can get there if you go to dougstefan.com and see all the great CDs that are very helpful. Make a good Christmas present for somebody in your life who needs a little extra help, a little extra helping hand, if you will. Ideas, that's what those things are all about. And then people, we know there are people who trade. Basically, we're trading in ideas. This program is an idea forum. Some of the ideas are very good. Some of them are silly. Some of them are not of much value to some people. But this is an idea marketplace. And it's an ideal idea marketplace. I think that what I've tried to assemble over the years with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me and some of the other folks who are participants in this program is a hatchery, an idea hatchery. You know what a hatchery is? Lay the eggs and you heat them up.
And they hatch.
And they hatch.
Right, and then exactly. They call it a hatchery.
That's doesn't exactly. Sound so appetizing, though, when you say it that
a hatchery?
Way. Yeah.
That's what they call it. It's a hatchery. This is a place where all ideas are good. There's no wrong ideas, no wrong. It's just what maybe surfaces that's right for you, and it may not be what's right for the next guy. But all ideas are good. Flushing them out anyway, and then robbing the bank's probably ultimately not a good idea, but thinking about robbing it and why you want to, it might be a good discussion topic. Why would you want to, Roberta, would you like to rob a bank? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you?
Really?
If I had Clyde, you know.
I think Clyde. It sounds kind of hot
Clyde,
to do it.
Clyde, Roberta Clyde. And Clyde. Yeah.
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 Richie, would you ever rob a bank?
No.
No, okay. No. Jennifer, who's going to say yes?
I think it sounds like fun. Like, it seems hot and exciting.
It's fun to do once.
But I would feel too guilty. I'd have to give the money back.
Yeah. Well, nobody, just because you rob a bank doesn't mean you have to take the money.
Exactly.
The
guy last, just see if you can do it.
Yeah, just to see if you can do it. The guy last week went into the bank and gave the teller, remember I told you that story? Gave the teller a note she couldn't read. And she says, I'm sorry, I don't know what are you asking for? And he looked at her, puzzled, and walked away.
Yeah.
Something Yankee ingenuity, I believe that's what that's called. Mm. So anyway, ideas, though. I just love ideas, love to talk about new ideas, bring people around. And sometimes the story, here's an idea. As a matter of fact, this comes from today's DougStefan.com. And matter of fact, it would fit in, Richie, under what's new at DougStefan.com. A Swedish woman is suing the Elvis Presley estate for $130 million in damages. Her name is Lisa Johansson. According to the story, she is the unclaimed daughter of Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
You know, he certainly had his time.
Sure, he got around.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, but there also have been a number of serious nut jobs that have tried to abscond with his money, and because he is the number... The number one earning dead guy was in that list you sent me, Jennifer, like $54 million last year.
Yep, he's still doing well.
All right, so why not get
a
piece of that?
I didn't know Burger King paid that much.
So this lady claims to be the long-lost daughter. I didn't realize there was one. She has written a memoir called I, Lisa Marie, The True Story of Elvis's Real Daughter.
Hmm.
It was published in 1998.
Like Elvis's real daughter, Lisa Marie, isn't Elvis's real daughter?
Apparently
is she trying
not.
To claim that?
Right. Yeah. Not only, she's the other Lisa. She had faded into obscurity. Let's see. She was given $200,000 for the book, and then she was slapped with a $50 million suit by her publisher.
No.
After apparently what was in the book wasn't, it didn't...
they couldn't prove it.
It wasn't, it didn't vet well.
That's why didn't they do that before they gave her the $200,000?
Rich, there's another idea worth talking about.
I know, he is so smart.
Anyway, so the Presley family catches wind of this woman, and they hire an attorney from Hollywood named Marty Singer. Hey, you know, they're serious. When they hire Marty Singer, they're serious. So Singer warns Johansson and her reps not to make malicious false claims and conduct herself offensively with regard to his estate. So now she's filed a countersuit against the Presleys for $130 million.
Wow.
In Tennessee federal court, claiming that her attendance at Graceland, and when she went, she had been back and forth apparently to Graceland, and it was there that she claimed that she was Elvis's daughter to a crowd. And so these people are not happy about that, these people being mostly Lisa Marie and Priscilla. So they're suing her, she's suing them. Is she the lost daughter of the king? All right, so what are we doing on Facebook today that's of interest and import, Jen Jen?
I'm asking if they're real or they're fake, Dougie.
Are they? And are they?
And they're fabulous. They're real and they're... What did she say? They're real and they're fabulous.
They're fabulous.
Mine are real, darling. They're good real.
Too. Very nice.
Both of them.
Yeah, good.
Well, that's good. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. Imagine
okay,
somebody having
goes,
one
I'm talking about your Christmas tree.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Guys are nuts.
That's not good. All
right, Mike McManus says fake. He knows the forestry workers would hate him. Cindy says been using fake for several years, but was at Lowe's yesterday, and the smell,
nice.
She'd love to take one home.
Yeah, nice.
William Wilson said real and wild. Ryan Drew said real fake, and Amy Leller said real from my neighbor's tree farm. That's kind of fun.
Very nice. Yeah. The poll today at DougStefan.com follows in that suit. About a Christmas tree sold this weekend. This is really the big weekend, this weekend and next weekend, for the sale of Christmas trees. So the question... Again, real or artificial? Is it A, real, B, artificial, C, we have one of each, D, none? I'm in the none category. Don't put up a Christmas tree, but Megan will, so that'll suffice. That'll be cool. Yesterday's poll, by the way, what kind of smartphone do you have? This is on the heels of understanding that smartphones are tracking you, everything you do, every time you hit the keyboard, everything. So 26% of you say you have an iPhone. 24% of you said you have an Android. 21% of those who filled out the poll questionnaire at DougStefan.com said you had a BlackBerry. 20% of you said you had another. What's other?
Like a flip phone.
Yeah, like
something
you.
Something else. No,
but that's not. My phone's not a smartphone.
Oh, it's got to be.
I don't have a smartphone. Okay. Right. That was the 9% said they don't have a smartphone. I'm one of those. But I don't know what the others are, supposedly.
Yeah, you've got BlackBerry, others. Apple, Droid.
BlackBerry, Apple, and Droid are the three main ones, but there's other stuff. I mean,
yeah. Samsung, they all have them, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, but they're all running the Droid. They're all running the Droid system now. I mean, the others, most of them.
Not much competition, actually, there, Richie, I would say. In the Christmas spirit story at DougStefan.com today about Coca-Cola. Have you seen this?
Yeah, how stupid is that?
It isn't very bright. I don't
know.
Just to tell you the story.
Things to be mad about.
Most people are not receiving this well anyway, as the story at DougStefan.com underscores. The white can that has Coke drinkers seeing red, so the first line of the story reads, Coca-Cola says they're going back to the red just a month after rolling out their regular cola, the regular Coca-Cola, in a snow white can. It was supposed to be just for the holidays. Isn't it funny how people
figure it out?
Yeah. New seasonal cans in red are going to start shipping by next week.
Creatures of habit, man.
White cans, initially expected to be in the stores through February, will be out. Company sometimes does different things with can designs at the holidays. This is the first time it put regular Coke in a white can.
You know, I'm an occasional Diet Coke drinker. I have one right here. Yeah. And I went in the other day to get one. I was like, what is this? Didn't look.
Somebody in the marketing for this is the largest company of its type in the world. You'd think they'd have somebody marketing who had a clue. Why would you try something like this without going first?
Try them out in one 7-Eleven and see how they do.
You just do that. Do a focus group and bring in people who are 24 people into the room,
hey, man,
who are known Coca-Cola drinkers, and say, "What do you think of this?"
Two
and
words.
They'll say no, and then you don't do it.
Two words.
Dumb.
New Coke.
New Coke. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That didn't work out.
That
so
was
well.
Really another genius. Mm-hmm. But yet these people are making so much with so much profit. You hear our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, talk to you, tell you how much money is in a bottle of Coke costs them 10 to 14 cents, including the bottle. So how much do you pay for a liter of Coca-Cola? Buck and a half? I don't even know. What does it cost?
For a liter?
A big bottle of Coca-Cola.
About a dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar, okay. So the profit margin is like 80%, maybe 70% after transportation. So there's so much money. This is how they can buy up all of these other manufacturers of various liquid products. They own Minute Maid, Coca-Cola.
On American Idol.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I remember when there was a bottle that had Santa Claus. Matter of fact, we've got a picture of it. So remember there was a Santa Claus in his red suit, but I think it goes back to the 1930s. And that was that seemed to work okay. But they've been doing this ever since. Frankly, the bottle is much more desirable. You can still get Coke in those bottles. They still have those bottles around. And they have the plastic bottle. It looks like a bottle. And they've got the plastic just regular. And they've got the cans and stuff. But it's just an interesting anecdotal story. And so what are they going to do with all of these cans?
Sell them. Wait
they melt them. They crush them, melt them down.
They won't take them back. They'll just wait till the ones they still have at the plant. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they'll do with them. Yeah. All right. So anyway, they are promoting the World Wildlife Fund. That was part of this, the Coca-Cola polar bears. And that's what the complaint was about, those cans that look like.
Yeah, so much for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You just killed polar bears by not drinking the new Coke.
Yeah.
Polar bear killers.
Save the polar bear, but don't save the white cans. But there is, you're talking about big business. This is big, big business. And that's why I wonder why they didn't do a better job. It just shows you the human being is fallible. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Maybe I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a survival seed bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
I noticed that I might have heard a little bit of a ksh before you came and got on the air with us. Did you wash your hands? No. Okay, good. Moving on. Just checking.
So, the lesson for all you boys and girls listening at home
is like
to make sure you are not like your Uncle Dougie, and after you flush, make sure you wash your hands.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
And I'll give you my heart if we ever get together. My heart will have a head start on whatever. Long as I am. That's how long I'll go on giving you my heart. I know.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out a way of cleverly having you figure out who this is. I suppose if I gave you enough hints, you'd be able to come up with it. This lady has not released any new music for 24 years. She is 82 years old. And her voice, to me, sounds pretty much the way it did the last time I heard a pop hit from her, which would have been associated with her being in movies with stars like Rock Hudson. Is that, if I say Rock Hudson, can you come up with perhaps the first name in your mind as to a leading lady? She was in at least four movies with Rock Hudson. Who do you think I'm talking about? Anybody want to take a guess? Because I know, although you've been listening to me talk to Rich about this,
yeah.
So maybe that's...
We have the answer.
All right. So do I ask the audience? Think the audience can get this, Richie?
Yeah, I think they can.
800-510-8255. Her real last name is, I believe, Deckelhorp, or something pretty close to that.
Which you'll know now why she changed her name.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And this woman, again... probably the best known actress for romantic comedy for two decades.
She was
more.
Julia Roberts before Julia Roberts.
She was Julia Roberts, right, except Julia Roberts never could sing.
That's true.
This lady had all kinds of... She probably had...
But America's Sweetheart.
Yeah, dozens. And what she didn't know behind the scenes is she was a chain smoker. She never looked at... I mean, for some reason, she kept her looks from... looking like everybody else who was a chain smoker. Wow. But somebody's got it, Richie. I'm looking at the panel. All right.
There they go.
So maybe we'll see if people can figure this out.
It's like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, as a matter of fact, you know what I think I'll do with this? Because she was associated with the pop radio stations of the day. And today, this is a song being played all over on AC stations around the country. I'm going to give the Sea Crane EP radio to the person we put on the air that figures this out. All right. 800-510-8255. So we've had, I think we've got enough of the music anyway, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to give you a Sea Crane CC Radio EP. And by the way, that is available for you. Great AM reception. And all the, when this lady was a pop star, all the music was on the AM band, of course. Now, the only good AM radio is the C. I get a kick out of it. Whenever I talk about CC Radio, Sea Crane Radios, there are emails that come from people. I got mine here, I got mine there. The best place to get it is direct from the company. That's why we're talking about Sea Crane, 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. And on the web, they're at ccradio.com. Check out the EP Radio, $79.95. When you order one, you get a free LED flashlight with your order. I suggest that you buy one for all of your friends that love AM radios. 800-522-TUNE to order the EP radio, 800-522-8863, or go online to see Sea Crane Radio's site, which is ccradio.com. The winner of the contest gets one of these radios. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, imagine if you could order anything you want online and get it shipped to your house the next day. Google is working with retailers, the USPS, and shipping companies to create a fast delivery service to accomplish just that. The service would be incorporated with Google's product search with hopes to launch next year. In other news, WikiLeaks released a series of documents revealing how world governments use spying technology to track citizens and political dissidents. The files reveal products from over 160 companies that are used by intelligence agencies, police, and the military. And finally, the U.S. Senate is demanding answers from Carrier IQ, the company whose software tracks smartphone users' every move. Senator Franken has asked the company to explain exactly what they record, who they give the information to, and how consumers can stop its program from logging their data. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Here at Funovations, Inc., we're celebrating the holidays with a weekend wonder. Let's see what our Old Navy deal grabber is going to grab this time.
He's going in.
The deal grabbers grabbed a Sweaters Weekend Wonder. Get them for the whole family for just $10. Oh, deal grabber, maybe I'll get you a sweater. This Weekend Wonder only lasts a weekend, so give the gift of toast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back and forth to my children, Megan and Brendan, both in Los Angeles, where Jennifer is. The winds up to 140 miles an hour there yesterday.
Crazy.
Crazy. Santa Ana never. This isn't Santa Ana. That would be a step. This is Pope Anna. This is a step up from sainthood, I think. Well, this is Saint. Santa Ana's a saint, I think.
Get it?
I know that's a stretch. Yeah. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Doug on the Good Day program. It's Friday, and we have in focus. You want to play another little cut? How many cuts from that CD did you have, Richie? If you're just joining us.
Just the one.
That's the only one? Okay. Okay. The lady in question has been a star on. She was actually in the radio world first with some big band singers. That's how far back she goes, in the 40s, and then she was a movie starlet in the 50s, stable mainstay in the 60s with all of the leading men of the day, as she was pop singer as well, and hasn't released a new CD for 24, 25 years. She is 82 years old, and I think her voice sounds pretty much the way it did the last time I heard her sing something, which was related to one of the movies. So, as much as some people think this is too easy, listen, once in a while, you got to throw a bone to the audience, Richie, right? No more curveballs.
Hook them up, Doug.
A straight shot. And the person we put on the air wins a CCEP radio for Christmas. Thanks to folks at C. Crane. That is a wonderful radio. Great, great stuff they have. So who do we speak to? I have a green button on Terry's call from Cool, California. Terry, have I ever spoken to you before?
Where is that?
No, you've never spoken to me before. I love your program. I listen to you every morning.
Aren't you sweet? Where is Cool, California?
It's about an hour northeast of Sacramento in the foothills between Auburn and Placerville.
Oh, really?
And when you
the
tell
answer
people
is
you
cool
live in
California is cool. Wherever you live.
Yeah, right.
That is. That's very true. Yeah.
How are the tell winds? People you live in Cool, California, do you say?
Yeah, it is cool.
I live in cool.
I'm cool.
Terry's cool. So is the wind there as much of a factor as it is down south or not?
Not so much today. The winds were really bad the past 2 days.
Yeah.
The power went out several times, it's been bad. The garbage can lids are gone. I don't know where they are.
They're flying now in the stratosphere someplace up there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually, you know what a wonderful visualization that is? Because we can all remember the day when we had tin garbage cans and the lids, and they would fly off because people would hit them, and they'd
you'd
fly.
Hear it. And
oh, yeah, bang, clang. And then, of course, the newer ones have had plastic lids, but now the newest of the new have, especially in California, we're using them on the East Coast now, too, the ones that you lift up into the truck, and they're all one piece, and it has a lid on it that's attached to it, and they're no fun whatsoever, because they can't, you know, unless you aim for them on the highway and, you know, try to break them up that way. But they'll break your, they'll break some on your car. Don't do it. All right, so Terry in cool California, what is the name of the lady about whom we are speaking?
Well, first of all, if I'm correct, she has a, you mentioned dogs, and you referred to dogs somewhere in your intro, and I believe she still has a dog-friendly hotel in Monterey, California, and I believe that would be Doris Day.
I believe you are correct. Yes, she
has a hotel.
That's right. It is Doris Day, whose real name is Dinglehofer or something. I mean, it's a real long German name. Now, as a child, did you grow up watching her movies, her in the movies?
Oh, I did. Still, my if I'm down or if I'm sick or whatever, I'm going to put on Pillow Talk and watch that with Rock Hudson.
Cool. Yeah, right. And it wasn't until we found out that Rock Hudson was gay that this all seemed strange.
I was so bummed out.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, right. It was lousy to learn that. Why did we have to know that about the guy? I don't want to know that about that guy. Anyway.
Ruined my fantasy.
Right.
What did you care?
No, I didn't really care. But I wondered if Doris Day, most of the people that knew him well knew he was gay anyway. So I didn't, and she and he were great friends, so I'm not figuring it was any. She was married to a doctor, if I remember correctly. I was always fascinated with her. There was something about her that I found very attractive as a young kid growing up. I don't know what it was, but I know.
Well, she had a charisma.
Yeah.
I wanted to grow up to be like her. I didn't, but you know.
What have you grown up to be like?
Just like me.
You live
fine,
in cool California. Hello.
How bad can that be?
It can't be very bad. No, not at all. What do you do for a living, Terry?
I am in the title insurance business, and I'm a musician on the side.
Are you?
Nice.
What kind of, do you play an instrument? Do you sing? What do you do?
I mainly sing, and I also play a little guitar and mandolin and auto harp.
Really? Do you have any examples? Do you have, like, a CD or something we could play on the air?
Oh, boy. I have a two-song demo from the last band I was with. I can send you.
Yeah, why don't you send it to Richie. Talk to her off the air.
Sure.
And get her address. And I'd like to highlight whatever it is, just for fun, whatever it is that you're doing, because I always like to help people out. Maybe this stuff will be available, and people can download it, and you make a couple of bucks. Why not?
Especially, well, thank you.
It's something that you are so passionate about. And if your passions include listening to great radio, we're going to give you a C Crane EP radio.
My God. I have wanted one of those. I have wanted one for I don't know how long. So thank you very much.
Well, they're not difficult to buy. You go online to ccradio.com or you call them and order them. This is a great gift for people who love these things. And you put it out, people will start talking about it because the reception is so good. 800-522-TUNE is the way you get one of these radios. And Terry, Richie will talk to you about what we can do maybe to help you out. Very nice talking with you. Hold
great.
On
Thanks
just a
so
second.
Thanks so much.
Doris talk to Michael here, actually.
Day. All right, she'll talk to Michael. Meanwhile, the ladies on The View talked this week about Doris Day's, and this is what sort of brought me around to this. I think we're all fascinated that she has released this new CD.
This made me so happy, I can't even believe it.
Oh, yeah.
88-year-old 88. Doris Day is out promoting her first new CD in almost two decades, and it is called My Heart. And I got to say, you know, it's a compilation of songs and unreleased tracks that she's had over the last 40 years. But I got to say, I'm really glad that she's out there doing this. I love Doris.
I do, too.
I love Doris.
She was a great star in her day.
Yes.
And you know, Mel Brooks said the funniest thing one time. He said, I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin.
What does that mean?
You had to see her movies. You're too young. Her movies were always about losing her virginity. That she wouldn't. Her? She was holding on to her virginity.
Oh, you know about that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, technically.
You know about that.
They have such great things. Their focus on The View is all about the things that most people really care about. And that's why I think, as much as I like Elizabeth and I like Joy, and I like listening, I actually enjoy all of us. Sherry I could do without. But I like Whoopi, and I like, I think that they're all really smart and strong women in their own way, and they present things. It's a very interesting conversation every day on that show. They had a conversation about a child in Ohio. You may or may not have seen the story. Taken away from the family. I think this has happened a couple of times this year. The most recent one, though, on I think it's Youngstown, Ohio. It's eastern Ohio, where this child was taken away by state authorities because she was too big, obese.
Mm. Ooh.
So, again, the state, you know, there are all kinds of things in review of a story like that that you could wrap yourself
traumatize
around.
Girl even worse.
How did, yeah, I mean, so what's the story behind the story? The parents, you know, there has been this move afoot. We've talked about this the last 3 or 4 months, where some people in regulatory positions think they ought to go in. If a child is obese, then by definition, the child is being harmed by the environment in which it lives, in which the child, the boy or the girl lives. So is these people are reading their responsibility as giving them authority to go in and take a child away from a family because he or she may be too obese. Hello. At what point do we draw the line? Again, I go back to what many of the protesters in our country are focused on, regardless of these boneheads who think that it's all about people wanting a handout. That isn't, by any stretch of the imagination, the total mission of people who are protesting. They just find it convenient because the protests are already taking place, so they get out. And the incursion of government into our lives. But I could see how you could make a case
I see the
for
case,
this.
But you know what I don't get is how the government can come in into our lives like that, but yet they will take out health and PE from our school system.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You know, let's be hands-on here. Let's not just pull a kid away and feed her addiction. I mean, that's all they're going to do is make it worse. She's just going to keep turning to food after that. I mean,
And why don't they just work with the family instead of taking...
Yeah, isn't there some counseling or some... We got all of these people all over the place that are being paid to be counselors, social workers, all that stuff. Why can't they just do it that way? I think that... this is horrible. It is horrible. It's horrible that the child is in that position to begin with. And then, does this make it better or worse? 800-510-8255. Put yourself in the position of this family... And maybe if you want to put yourself in the position of a regulator, that's okay, a bureaucrat or person of authority that sees this going on. What's your mandate? This is my job. I've talked to how many people you couldn't. I was talking to a woman recently about some federal land that's not being used, and I want to use it for the farm. And she says, well, it's not my job to decide whether or not you could use the land. I said, lady, you haven't got any common sense. The land's not being used. You don't need it. It's sitting there. Why wouldn't you be in support of agriculture? Because she says it's not my job. You know what?
Did you say, do you have any common sense?
I did actually say
that. The land's not being used.
It isn't being used. It's being wasted. And the farmers are scratching all over the place to find land to use. It's just, it's like nobody knows one hand, the other hand, and that's why it's 2 GD big. Another example. So, again, I would ask, we'll pause for a second. You can put your thoughts together if you want. In this case, most of you are going to say it's not the government's place. But is it the government's to take the child away? Is it the government's place to do anything here? We know there's an educational process. If they had, you know, if in fact...
Sorry.
What was it? Did you just pass gas?
No, I just... I guess in a manner of speaking...
Oh, yeah, you had a mini freak out.
I am so frustrated. Yeah, I just freaked out because...
What was that?
I clenched my fists and I went, because this is so mindlessly stupid. We have no health and phys ed in our schools. This is the way you teach the children how to take care of their bodies. Health class. This is what you eat. This is why you eat it. This is why it's good for you. They've taken them out
because
these moronies on these school boards who are so attached to the right-wing lunacy in our country that gets in the way of teaching a health ed course that has sex ed as part of it. We're going to teach the kids how to do it. So they dump the whole class. And that's why.
So why do they dump the whole class?
Because they're stupid, Rich.
Why don't they just dump the controversial class?
Yeah, they're not smart enough to be able to figure that out. Ugh. All right, I got to calm down here for a second. Richie, give me a couple of good commercials and we'll come
Buddha
back.
Buddha breath.
800-510-8255.
Time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Dr. Ken, Jennifer, Dr. Ken is saving somebody's life.
So much for that.
More important than being on the air with us, so that takes care of him. Meanwhile, back to this issue at hand, the child who was taken away. John would like to add to that conversation. All right, John, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Yeah, Doug, I was listening to the story about that on CNN and Fox over the past couple of days. This 8-year-old kid is 200 pounds.
Yes.
The state has been working with the family for 2 years to try to help getting the kid to lose weight. They've given them diets. They've sent, and evidently the mother just coughing this kid with food. And that's why they took the kid out of their home.
All right, so the mother, there are no other children in this family that you know of, that you've heard about?
I do not know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get you, I'd like to be able to get you a new cell phone for Christmas, sir. Put that on your list, okay? Thank you for the call. So this child has been, I don't know, frankly, I just saw a cursory. These things bring out too much passion in me. I get so crazy when I hear these because of what you heard from me a few minutes ago. When I see these headlines, I see a quick cursory look at a story, they just kind of go on because this thing, these sorts of things are happening all the time. And the parents are often to blame because their ignorance is bliss and they don't want to do what somebody else. Why wouldn't you want to do what you know is the right thing? How can you not know?
Some parents use this as a control mechanism, though.
But how can you,
for whatever reason, they take out their own issues?
How can you love your child?
Well, they love them by feeding them.
My crack therapist thinks that the mother was sexually abused, and so she's trying to keep the kid fat so that the kid's not sexually abused, too.
There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. Wow. I'm available.
Going deep.
Dr. Jen here on Good Day.
Okay.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I don't know. Craig, let me hear this again. I've forgotten this song. I'd like it to be a little more upbeat. It's Christmas all over the world. This is from Santa Claus the Movie, which was released during this week in 1985 and quickly became the number one movie for the Christmas season. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. You remember Santa Claus the Movie, Chucker?
Yeah, I did. Dudley Moore played the elf. It was produced by the guy who did the Superman movies. It's watchable, but it's not very good.
By the whatchamacallit family, are you talking about them?
The Sulkine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexander Sulkine, yeah.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on that movie. I don't know how it did at the box office, but I know most people just thought it was mediocre at best.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think the song is mediocre at best, but it brings us into our contact with you, which is a good thing.
I just want to say, you know, you bring up the name Sheena Easton. What ever happened to Sheena Easton?
She went to celebrate Christmas all over the world.
Don Johnson, and then she unmarried Don Johnson, or dated him for a long time, or whatever it was.
Yeah. I don't. That's a good question. Maybe Richie will look it up for us while he's doing 100 other things.
I don't really care.
At any rate, it's time for something you will care about.
Okay.
We have Christmas movies, as Christmas music is in the focus for now until Christmas on Movie Moments. We have Christmas movies for you to ID in our Chuck contest. So we're going to give you three pieces of audio from a movie that was number one during this week in 1994. Another one of these seasonal movies. You identify the movie for us at 800-510-8255. We'll give you a swell Doug Steffen prize. Here is the first clue.
What about people who don't have fireplaces? How did you get into their house?
Charlie, sometimes believing in something means you just believe in it.
Well, come on now.
All right, pretty easy stuff. Yeah. This guy is known for all of these movies. 800-510-8255. I've never seen the movie, and I know the voice, and I know the shtick. So, anyway, if you've got it figured out, help yourself. 800-510-TALK. Here's the next clue.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That is a pretty sage kid.
Yeah, I love that line.
Good line. Next one on Final Clue, Richie.
And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
That's a...
What does that mean? It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
All right. That's, by the way, that's what they'll tell you when you go to rent a sleigh at Alamo, rent a sleigh.
Exactly.
And the verbiage that you have to sign off on. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
We're going to give everybody 30 seconds to think about what that movie is, and you'll be back with our preview of movies coming out this weekend. Stand by for that, everybody.
The holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bags. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select cone toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
Hi, the star of the moment is Chuck Curry here on Good Day with movie news. Nothing big this weekend, though, huh?
No, Doug. Box office is expected to be a pretty weak this weekend as no new releases hit theaters. The Muppets is expected or being predicted to be number one with a gross of around $17 million in business. I'm looking at the slate of films coming out now to the end of the year, and I don't think the trend is going to change. Box office last weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, was off 12% year-to-year. You got Mission Impossible 3, Sherlock Holmes 2, coming out in December. That might stir things up. And David Fincher's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I don't know how much mainstream appeal that will have, but I think box office is going to remain mostly down. National Board of Review, the critics group named Martin Scorsese's family film Hugo Best Picture of the Year. That's the first of the critic group giving nominations.
Right.
And TV News of Interest, former Law & Order SVU star Chris Maloney in talks to play a major role in the upcoming season of HBO's True Blood. He will play a very, very powerful vampire. That's a Cooper. That show. He's a good actor.
David is on the road in Missouri. What's the name of the movie, David?
The Santa Claus.
It is The Santa Claus, number one during this week in 94. Hold on. You get your prize. Thank you. The